You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. A new project in Northern Ireland will help support the mental health of partially sighted and blind children and young people within schools. It launched on Friday, 27th of January, and to tell us a little bit more about it, I'm joined now by Amanda Hawkins, Head of Mental Health and Counselling Services at RNIB. It's so lovely speaking with you today, Amanda.
Oh, thanks, Paulina. Thanks for having me on.
So tell us a little bit about the project. It's called Counseling Insight Project, and it's funded to run for over, I think, 2 years. But what is it?
This is a project that's really something I've wanted to do since I came to RNIB. Previously to RNIB, I worked as a child psychotherapist and worked with children. And from working in service at RNIB, we see a lot of people come through as adults talking about some of the emotional struggles they had as a young person growing up with a visual impairment. So how we've addressed that really is to think that children are in schools, in mainstream schools, a majority of children with a visual impairment, and trying to upskill counsellors already in the schools to work with the unique challenges that having a visual impairment in a school bring with them. So it's, you know, upskilling a workforce with the knowledge that we have at RNIB and really trying to get young people help and build confidence and resilience at a much earlier age rather than waiting for them to crack further down the line.
And I guess in a way, getting this project into schools means that you're also getting the general public a bit more aware of sight loss, and it maybe makes it a bit more of a safer space for young people to come forward with their vision loss. Because I feel like this is a thing that often comes up, that younger people don't feel comfortable using their white cane, or they don't feel comfortable saying they can't see something well enough.
Exactly. And I think what we know is that, you know, lots of people tell us when they want to talk about the emotional impact, they have to upskill their counsellor. And that's adults, you know, unless they're coming through to the RNIB service. But children, you know, they've got so many things to balance in a school environment. They've got their relationship with their peers at a point of their identity development where they want to be the same as everybody else. And, you know, aren't very clearly aren't the same as everybody else, and to go into a use the word safety, but to go into a room where you may feel a bit unsafe anyway talking about how you feel, and to have that sort of helper, that person there to support you, not understand the very specific issues around sight loss, I think can add to a sense of unsafety. So the fact that we're, as you say, upskilling the school-based counsellors, and they internal up skill the school-based staff, suddenly we start to get a conversation and a narrative around what it's like to be young with a visual impairment in school.
And I think it only makes sense because, I mean, schools are now tackling mental health much more because we're seeing young people struggle with their mental health more. So it only makes sense that you make this adaptation, as you said, for vision loss. So what are your hopes for this project? I think the funding is available for 2 years, but are you hoping it's going to be a little bit longer?
I mean, we're so lucky to be supported by, the Northern Irish government and the Community Fund and the Department of Health with this. So the idea is that we're piloting it. We've had a steering group that had great support across Northern Ireland from, you know, whether or not it's NHS services, schools, the Department of Education, Department of Health, to get this curriculum written. We're piloting that in February with a group of counsellors in schools. And then the idea is to roll that out across the whole of Northern Ireland by June 24. But we're really hoping that this will be a springboard into making sure that we can get that provision across the rest of the UK. So we'll have a very sort of defined curriculum at that point that can just be rolled out and used across the UK so that every young person with a visual impairment will get the emotional support and mental health support they need at the time when they need it.
Now, you had the big launch event for the project. It happened not long ago. How did it all go?
It was amazing, actually. I've been working with RNIB for 14 years. And as I said before that, I was working with children and young people. It was quite an emotional time for me. And we showed the advert of Ava, opened the launch event. And, you know, there were a few tears in the room. But then we were really lucky to have three people with lived experience talking about their days in school and some of those emotional challenges that they had. And I think that brought it really alive for people who perhaps don't know about the sight loss pathway for children and the emotional challenges that go with it. So it was amazing to bring that alive and have, a chance to talk about some of those issues and get some of those counsellors to sign up to the training. So really, really good reception.
Well, I'm so glad the launch event went really well. And of course, if you're listening to this interview and you would like to find out a bit more about the Counseling Insight Project, you can get in touch with us here on RNIB Connect Radio and we'll get you in touch with Amanda and the team. And our email, of course, is radio@rnib.org.uk. Well, Amanda, it's been lovely speaking today. I hope the project goes really, really well. And I hope that we can catch up in the future and see how you guys are getting on.
Lovely. Thanks ever so much.